Welcome, everyone. Today is December 7th, 2010. And as we move into the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, day of introspection, day of shifting planetary energies from the sun, the earth, going in, to moving then back towards the summer solstice, we're looking at what is happening in our world, and what's influencing us. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. So here we go. So I'm going to briefly state what astrological influences we're going through, and then I'm going to give the overview and my perspective on what that means. So 12/5, which was Sunday, we had a new moon in Sagittarius, which was a great time to set intentions, and we have that. So now we have that Sagittarian energy leaping us forth into higher dimensions, into new possibilities, new frequencies, and we had Uranus going direct. So we've talked about Uranus being that planet that brings sudden changes. So there's been a lot of, you may have noticed that things happen suddenly that maybe you didn't expect. So 12/10 to 12/30, we have Mercury in retrograde, and people sometimes get a little freaked out about this, like, oh no, Mercury's going to be in retrograde. But it's a good time to really reflect. So for the time for Mercury to be in retrograde is actually a good time for Mercury to be in retrograde, because we're going into the Christmas and the solstice, so it's a really great time just to reflect and kind of regroup over this time, this holiday time. 12/13, Mercury, Mars, and Pluto are conjunct Capricorn. So what this means is, we'll talk more about that in a minute. And 12/21, we've got a full moon with a total lunar eclipse. And we've been talking about the different eclipses and how they influence things. And then, of course, 12/21 is the winter solstice, which is a powerful time of year, like we said, to go inward and regroup and set your vibration and your frequency for the next 6 months till summer solstice. So it's a good time for intentions and then doing your meditations and chantings. So that's the overview of what is happening at this time. So we're moving through some pretty intense astrology with all this Pluto energy, which means that we have to go inside ourselves. We have to go inside ourselves and find out what really is important to us. It's a time to reassess our deepest values and move, and I'm talking about personally, but I'm also talking about planetary-wise. The planet is being forced to move and to really reevaluate what is important. And what's not important with all this Pluto energy will literally fall away. And what I mean by what's not important is, I mean, what is not connected with the infinite and the eternal? The energies of the planet are now moving into expanding us into that connection with spirit, that connection with the infinite, that connection which is bigger than people's individual thoughts about security and all that. So it's a whole huge planetary shift where we're now moving into a place where people will be forced with this Pluto Capricorn energy to reassess what are the values that are beyond momentary security. And the values that are beyond momentary security are spiritual values. So people are really being asked to go deeper into the Pluto, into the depths of their soul, and connect with their spirit and their soul vibration. So that's what we're really looking at personally and planetary-wise. And that's the frequency that we, this dedicated group of goddess, I don't know, worker bees, sounds kind of maybe playful goddesses. are anchoring in. And what I'm really experiencing is that in the 60s we had Betty Friedan anchored in the feminist movement and women wanting equal rights with men and women moving into the workplace and women moving into corporate jobs. And that's all beautiful, and that's been wonderful for the last, since the 60s, 50 years, right? It's amazing. But now what I really see with these planetary energies, and we've got Pluto in Capricorn till 2024. So what I really see us moving into now, I feel like we're moving out of the feminist movement into what I call the goddess movement. So what I really feel excited about and resonate with, and I feel that we on this call are holding the frequency of we're anchoring in the frequency of the goddess movement. And what is that? It's being in a place where we're called to serve the goddess. And whatever, if that means, whatever that means in all of its various forms, but I see that as our next evolutionary step that we're anchoring in. And this can mean that you're in relationships where, like, let's say in a man-woman relationship where the man really starts to understand more how to serve the goddess, and he understands more that as he is the god essence, serving the goddess essence, so he's served. So it's really more a more connected circle. And when we're working with God and goddess frequencies, we're working with basically the two main archetypical energies on the planet and beyond, that the universal energies are basically polarities of male and female energies, and out of those energies, creation happens. So if we understand that we're pulling through the power and the respect and the value of energies that are way beyond our individual selves, our individual egos, and that that's the energies we're working with on the planet right now. We're moving out of the patriarchal Piscean age into the Aquarian age, where there's more of a flow. And so it can show up in individual relationships where people need to learn how to relate to each other differently. So that's one example where if the man in the relationship understands he's here to serve the goddess, whatever that means. Does that mean he massages her feet? But it's a different mentality. And it's a different mentality from the feminist movement, which is, okay, now we're equal. We're equal partners. I'm not going to be stuck, you know, down on the farm as a woman. I'm going to be able to go out and have equal power, equal earning power, so I can have equality. Well, this is the one, this is the next step beyond. Now we're moving into service and devotion. And as we understand this frequency, then we can also, we can move into, again, what's eternal. And we're moving into the higher frequency of devotion. And we say in yoga, from emotion to devotion. So this is the higher octave, the higher frequency that we're moving into the planet. How can we serve the planet? How can we be in tune with nature? Do we have our own organic garden? Do we share with other people? So this is what I see as these frequencies that we're pulling into the planet, grounding in, that we're all holding this field for the next evolutionary step. So I call it the era of the goddess, the anchoring in of serving the goddess frequencies, the goddess movement on the planet. That's what these configurations and these energies, mean to me. And that's how I see them showing up. And so in December, with the planetary configurations, we have the opportunity to let go of anything that stands in the goddess way, that stands in our thinking, that thinking or beliefs that we've outgrown. And those many things will be taken away from people, things that are false security, as we're being forced to go more and more inside ourselves and find out what the truth is, being aligned more with spiritual truth. And that's where our security is going to be. So there's a whole planetary shift from looking outside for external security to getting more anchored in with our own frequencies, our own value, and finding our security with the expansion of spiritual values. So whatever blocks peace, joy, prosperity, abundance, and love, those energies will be falling away this month. So this is what we have to look forward to. But it's a time of winding down. It's a time when the energy is naturally turning inward for us to look inside for our core values and be with this and anchor these frequencies, these values in our core at the powerful time of winter solstice, and to reflect before we really move forward and start the new year. So we have these natural energies of this fiery Sagittarius, and Sagittarius takes us into, you know, the new horizons. What's the expanded horizons? So we have the time of reflecting, and then also using the energy of Sagittarius to look at what's ahead. And I'm labeling what's ahead as anchoring in the goddess movement, however this, you know, shows up in so many different ways. And things are definitely changing, as we know. Nothing's going to remain the same on the planet, in the outer world, in terms of what people can identify with. So it's a time to really come inside and get clear where people's identity is. And yogically, we call that identifying with the sixth chakra. Or when I teach my classes, I tell people they have unicorn horns. They have that projection of light, and that's as they bring their breath up and project out their third eye, and they project light out their unicorn horn, then that's where their identity is, pure light and pure values, and that some thoughts have... I'm getting an echo. I think somebody's cell phone needs to be muted. So there are thoughts that have a higher frequency that can be projected out, the unicorn horn, the third eye, that go into the morphogenic field we've been talking about, the flower of life, the new grid we're building around the planet. So these higher frequency thoughts, joy, peace, those things that move us into these ecstatic states, actually have the power and energy and the form to enliven the morphogenic or the flower of life frequency field and influence others, where lower thoughts like jealousy and some of the things, maybe greed or power over, those frequencies, those lower frequencies on the planet, don't have the structure. They fall like mud to the ground. So there's going to be greater and greater division between those forms, those frequency energy forms that fall to the ground like mud, and those that rise. So as people identify more and more with these higher thoughts and higher forms and thoughts that hold structure, just like the Emoto pictures of the water, how certain higher thought forms form like perfect snowflake-looking pictures, and other thought forms more look like jealousy and things look more like mud. So we're becoming, there's more separation. So it's going to become more obvious. And it's almost obviously painful is another way to say it. So it's going to become less comfortable to live in those lower frequencies. So that's part of this cycle of evolution. And if people can understand, and I know everybody on the call does, but I'm saying just in general, if people understand that what we're moving into, that we're moving into serving the goddess movement, which means respecting Mother Earth, respecting nature, respecting light, respecting the value of women, understanding what that current is, what that energy is, that women are magnetic, men are electric, understanding what people are moving into, then people will know more and more how to direct their energies and feel less distressed distress by trying to do things the old way, so to speak. And as I said, we're really dealing with archetypical universal energies, and becoming the masters of these nine dimensions that we've talked about with the Mayan cosmology that we're working with, in addition to the yogic cosmology that we're working with, which totally dovetail and support each other. When people understand that they're working with basically universal archetypical energies, there's really nothing to argue about. As a master, either you work with them and learn how to master them and you know what you're working with, or people are going to feel more and more crazy, more and more out of control, more and more less able to control their external environment. So to the extent that people can know how to work with their own internal state and move into that balance of peace, harmony, love, and joy within themselves, aligned with the infinite, aligned with serving the goddess energies that we're talking about, there's going to emerge more and more that place of the heart, that place of peace for everybody. So this will be a time when you can just look and see who understands how to move forward into these frequencies and who's still, quote-unquote, thinking they're going to get security by looking outside of themselves. It's pretty basically that simple, because these powerful universal energies, we're born out of those. They're bigger than any individual person. So there's, in other words, there's less room for people to not understand how to move into mastery, because these universal forces are bigger than anybody's individual ego, and there's less room for the illusion that people can control their quote-unquote external environment by, I don't know, whatever, building up security by a big house or whatever people look to for external security, so many houses in foreclosure and different things like that. So the split between fourth dimension as designated by Mayan cosmology and 5D, which is where you move into the oneness. So we've talked about how 4D is the place of polarity where the light splits. So we can have men, women, light, dark. And fifth dimension is that experience of oneness that we all come out of. So as we move more and more into more and more energies coming into these other dimensions, we want to include the fourth dimension, third dimension, second and first dimension in our consciousness, but not exclude fifth dimension. So people exclude the experience of oneness and aren't able to experience things from the paradigm of looking through their heart rather than looking through their minds, and there's going to be more and more distress on that level. So we're holding that frequency of looking through the eyes of the goddess, looking through the eyes of the fifth dimension, and there's many ways to say that, and then holding that frequency. That's what we're doing. So if we know, we can share with others, and we're just putting it in the field so more and more people can anchor in this frequency. And that's our job as masters, because we work with this, we understand it, and then as we support each other and connect with those interlocking circles of the Flower of Life grid, which is six interlocking circles create one flower, and then all the flowers, the grid around the planet, are interlocked. So as we join together and synergize with each other, then we're anchoring in that frequency of supporting each other and moving forward, just like we all are aware that we live on the same planet. So those are examples of the goddess consciousness, the goddess movement. So Jupiter, to get back to the planetary influences, which is the ruler of Sagittarius, is conjunct Uranus, and this is expanding the desire to take the next leap in consciousness, which is what we're talking about. Saturn is in a sextile relationship to the Sun and Moon, and this will help steady and focus this forward thrust of the Uranus-Jupiter radical change. Okay, so that may sound complicated, but it's just what we're already talking about. This is what the planets are bringing forth. And Mercury's conjunct Pluto in this new moon chart, which we just had the new moon. So this is the time when people are being asked to transform their thoughts and their ways of communicating. And this is the time to take action, to step in and break the cycle of self-defeating thinking or limited thinking that's being fed by that which limits us. It's the time to really own that we get more and more aligned with infinite thinking. Like, what's the thought that expands out? Peace expands out. Love expands out. So this is how the planets are anchoring in the frequencies that I'm talking about for this whole new goddess movement that's, you know, 2,000 years and beyond. So we're right at that pivotal point. So it's kind of like this big hot air balloon is taking off, and we're like holding it on the ground, saying, don't completely blow away and disappear. Yes, we want these bursts of beautiful new bubbles of energy, and we're anchoring them in. We're holding the frequency on the planet so that they can actually be here and not just be a burst of light and then disappear. We are the portals through which these beams of light are coming through, so these can become the consciousness on the planet. So we have this period of time, which which is from December 5th until Friday, December 10th, where there's no planets that are retrograde. So this week is a really important time to use this week to get really clear about anchoring and intentions. So this is a time to put out to the universe, put out to the world exactly what you want, and to use this open period of energy to anchor in and get clear about your intentions and get clear about your beliefs and get clear about your practices. This is a really important week to, there's just a lot of openness this week for clarity, for intentionality. And Mercury will be retrograde starting December 10th through December 30th. And again, that's more of a time to honor the end of this last year's solar cycle and to maintain, fix, repair, clean, eliminate, and upgrade. So set your new intentions now. Don't wait till January 1st. And then during the Mercury retrograde solstice period, go inside and calibrate and release that which is not aligned with your new intentions for the new year, for your next year. The other influences we have also, we have Juno, which is an asteroid that governs marriage and committed relationships. And it's opposite Jupiter. Jupiter, which is expansive. Jupiter and Pisces. So this is another time that you might be focusing on balancing your relationships, whatever your relationships are. It could be a marriage or it could be a work relationship. So just to be aware, this is another aspect that you may be influenced by to balance right now. And also that another influence is Pallas Athena, which is that's exactly square Jupiter and Juno's opposition in Sagittarius. In other words, this is a time for people to make their needs known, ensuring that they're heard and addressed in this year to come. So this again moves the goddess movement forward, where it's a time for the feminine needs, the women. What are the real needs of Gaia, the Earth? What are your real needs? What are the needs that bring more value to the world? It's time for those needs to be heard. So those are some of the influences that we're dealing with this week and grounding those in, and this week going forward into the new year and the next till 2024 with Pluto and Capricorn, and who knows, for the next 2,000 years as we move into the Aquarian Age. So this is a real pivotal week, the beginning of this, what I'm calling the goddess frequency, bringing it back to life on the planet. So we're going to go ahead and do our chant, and then we'll talk some more. So just go ahead and focus on your breath and what I was talking about. Your third eye, projecting light out your third eye. All you beautiful meditators, squeeze the root, pull. Just go ahead and open up your third eye. Set yourself for these awe frequencies, which opens up the heart, the voice of the feminine, the voice of love, and brings those more onto the planet, putting those into the grid. Anchoring this frequency in. the breath up, focus out your third eye, your beautiful unicorn horn. This radiates out into the field. Rainbow light, rainbow snowflakes, beautiful, beautiful. Anchoring in this frequency of the goddess. And exhale, let it come all the way down to the crystalline core of Gaia, connecting with your own personal crystal. And slowly coming back. Beautiful. The 21st, I'll just talk to you goddesses a moment while you're slowly coming back into your body. The 21st, the solstice, we have a really powerful full moon, total lunar eclipse. It's the full moon in Gemini at 29 degrees. This is the third eclipse. And this is just a very powerful time to focus your intentionality for next year as well, this week and then the 21st. And this has to do with like a very shamanic period of time with the eclipse and the full moon and the Gemini energy, which is new, generating new ideas and new possibilities and kind of seeing all around you. It's just a really beautiful time to redefine how you want to be and to name it and claim it in a very shamanic way. So we've got this full moon total lunar eclipse, 12/21. So just to let you prepare you for that between now and then. So we have this week, then we've got Mercury retrograde, then we've got 12/21. So this is a good time to kind of rethink yourself and reformulate and get freed up, and with the Pluto go very deep. So I just thought I would highlight that. You know, we can talk more about that next week, but I just wanted to give you the overview so you can have a sense of what you're working with shamanically and energetically and goddessly. Is that a word, goddessly? So does anybody want to share anything? How are you doing? Put out any intentions into the field? It feels like a very fertile field at the moment, a fertile field. It's hard to come back, huh? That's okay. We were just moving. We've been traveling for the last 2 years with this Chiron and Neptune influence, and it's the planet, the Chiron's the wounded healer, and the Neptune is the planet of compassion, of dreams, and it's really brought forth this deepening of experience of, you know, what love is, and experiencing union with others and with ourselves and communicating our deepest truth that may have been hidden. So we're just kind of, you know, coming out of that very intense wounded healer phase into these, you know, other energies. So we're now moving into more of a time of creativity. Okay, we've been dealing with these, you know, these Chiron wounds, and it feels like it's been forever in relationships, but now we're moving more into a time of creativity, creating. This is more of a time of creating something new and releasing the magical, releasing the magic. So we're moving more into a time of magic. Get back into your magical thinking, not as, you know, a fantasy, but as you can just let your energy be a little bit more freed up right now and expect magic and miracles to happen. Getting anchored in with this 12/21 eclipse. So a little bit of relief there. Anybody feel that there's starting to be possibility of relief and energy being lighter in some ways also, not just all this heavy stuff we've been going through. I'm feeling that.
So, no, this is Sharon. Yes, so have I. It, you yeah. know, I feel Also, the Mars in Capricorn, I think that just happened. I don't know if that was yesterday or last few days, and I can really feel that as well. And everything you just talked about with the Chiron and then the love, and yeah, it's just right on.
Yeah.
I just feel that it's so true, and it's really great to hear that. Yes, we can have some magic happen now, maybe, and find that creativity and just let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Sharon. Yeah, actually 12/13, which is coming up this coming Monday, we have Mercury, Mars, and Pluto will be conjunct at 5 degrees Capricorn. So it's just a time to really get grounded in, what's real and where the magic is for us. So, of course, Mercury, the mind, what we can imagine, and Mars, the energy to move forward, and the Pluto, what our deepest desires are. How do we want to manifest, the magic on the planet? It's really a big opening. So I think that's what we have to look forward to, is a really big opening. So I think that's what you're saying, you're feeling too, also, Sharon.
Yes, it's, I feel that, it's, it's like, wow, it's, it's kind of an exciting time almost, like, well, not just because it's, the holidays and all that, but I mean, it feels like, we can really move forward and the grid of life, I copied one off last night, finally, and I...
Great, wonderful.
Writing in all the words that we've talked about, and just really just feeling that and kind of connecting with that. And then last night too, I could just feel that for some reason. It's just there just seems to be a lot more of that energy coming down on us right now. And Yogi Bhajan as well, and just it is magical.
Mhm. Yeah, great. I really feel it. I'm so excited that you got a grid and you're filling in the words. That feels really great, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hey, that would be a great thing for people, like if you're sitting around at Christmas with your friends and families, pass out a grid for everybody and have them color it in and write the words that their intentions that they want to bring forward in the new year.
Yeah.
That'd be a great stocking stuffer, huh? Party game, right?
It is.
Make it fun and give people a sense of some of the frequencies we're working with. And just think, you'll have your friends or family around you. It's sort of a captive audience. And if they don't understand, you can say, here's a pretty picture. And we're just going to color it in and write down things that we feel good about, even any age can do it, right? 4 or 5 year olds can color in the pictures, so
they'll do it better.
They'll do it better. They'll be more receptive. Yeah, we have a captive audience with family, our families and everything that can't relate to us, right? We're going to have a pretty color. Yeah, we're going to color in a pretty picture for Christmas.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be like a Christmas wreath, right? We're going to put it on the door.
I know. Yeah, even one friend I had, who I thought was really cool and I could trust him, and he's into all this too. But, a couple weeks ago, he's just a really scientific type, he wants proof, and I know that he knows better, but he just came out with, I just don't believe in all this. So I just let it go and just don't talk to him about that anymore.
Right. Just give him a pretty picture that you colored of the grid.
Yeah.
And wrap his present in it and don't say anything.
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
That would be so funny, I didn't say anything. And send out little grid pictures and then wrap people's presents in them and don't say anything.
Actually, as I printed some off, a lot of them came out kind of like elong, That's perfect wrapping paper then.
It is. Don't waste them and have fun coloring them. That's so funny. I love it. So we're just like dropping little little frequency presence in the field, and people look at them, and it's in their consciousness. And but it's just a picture; it's just a visual image. They're not going to resist that, right?
Cool. Sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's cool.
You like that idea, Arif?
You know, one day I hope that we're all going to laugh, include the sleeping people.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you remember? I used to do this and you used to laugh at me. That's my hope, that we're all going to be unified and laugh at all these.
I like that. I really appreciate you saying that, because sometimes it seems like there's so much heaviness, you know, but when we get into the higher dimensions and the upper chakras, and they always talk about the laughing Buddha and the guides and everything are always laughing at us, angels take themselves lightly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I totally love that as an intention, that setting the intention for the new year, this week in 1221, that we're all going to lighten up and enjoy the process and laugh more together.
Yeah.
A planet that laughs together. Right?
Yeah.
Heals together, uplift together. That's my planetary intention. I love that for the next year, a planet that laughs together.
I don't think we should take ourselves seriously anymore.
It's not very much fun, I know that. It's more fun to enjoy ourselves.
I think we should just laugh all the time.
I think you're right.
I think
I'm also.
Heavy duty energy, I think we should still just laugh.
I like it. I love it. I anchor in that intention. So be it, and so it is.
Yeah.
It is here, it is here, it is here, it is laughter, it is laughter, it is laughter. I love
and
that.
Go through the whole thing laughing.
They always say laughing all the way to the bank. We'll be laughing all the way into these new frequencies. We'll just be floating on them and enjoying them.
Exactly. I still admire, sometimes I say, oh my God, we are so strong. We are the strongest of the strongest. Against all odds, we're doing the work, we're meditating, we're affirming, we're anchoring, and I don't know, I just, sometimes I feel that way, that we are unbelievable human beings.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel very happy to know that there's so many people just like me, devoted, praying, loving, you know, just, it's wonderful. And I really, really feel that we were chosen to do this work because we are strong people. That makes sense?
Yes, that totally makes sense. And I'm really, really happy you said that. And I'm in complete agreement. So be it, and so it is. Yes, we are chosen because we can have a perspective on it. It's like, it's just what's happening. We don't have to get all bent out of shape about it. We can enjoy our jobs.
Enjoy
the process. We're just moving through a lot of energies, and let's, you know, dance our way through them. We don't have to get all heavy and miserable about it.
We're just the luckiest people on the planet right now. We are.
I mean, we totally are. I have
totally felt that the last few days.
Together
with
all the others.
Even as I'm house cleaning, you know, and doing the Cinderella jobs, I'm thinking, I am the luckiest person on earth. You know, I mean, all of us on this call, we're so blessed. We're so lucky. That's all I can say.
Thank you. I feel that too. I just feel my heart opening up a lot of times, and I just feel like waves of love coming through me, you know, like really high frequency energies. And nothing particularly is happening in my world to make me happy or unhappy, or, you know, there could be things that are happening, but I'm just feeling waves of these frequencies, and I'm just so grateful that I'm feeling these beautiful higher frequencies. It almost makes you want to cry with joy, you know?
Yes.
I'm just feeling them. It's not determinant upon external reality at all, because it could be, things could be falling apart around me, or so I could be upset about something around me, or happy about something around me, but yet I'm feeling these frequencies that just come in for no reason and for every reason, you know?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
So I'm agreeing with you. Let's hold hands and laugh together. and celebrate what's actually happening. And so what do you guys think about the idea of moving from like this feminist movement to this goddess movement? You like that kind of like paradigm reset?
Oh, my love. I do love it. I do.
It's
about time. Ourselves as a goddess, always.
Yeah.
Always vision myself as this, every woman, not just myself.
Yeah.
This unbelievable grace, beautiful, walking goddess on earth. Always visualize.
Yes.
I'm
that's so good. I love that. Yeah, so I like the joy and the lightness. And so I don't mean to sound all heavy when I talk about these astrologies or different things and Pluto. There's a lightness and a relief for me to think about us moving into, like, out of the, you know, the feminists having to fight to be equal and all that stuff, into, like, the lightness and the joy of, like, yeah, we're just, like, in this place of devotion and serving the purpose, and it's a flow and a lightness. It's not, you know, like we're moving away from these quote-unquote heavy energies. So I like that.
Thank you.
Now, can I put out an intention in that note? For about 2 years, I have been trying to have a beautiful relationship with a man that I feel can have it, one of the few that can have it. And I think that what is necessary now on the planet is an integration between the male and female polarities.
Right.
An understanding and a sharing between those two.
Right.
So I want to put out the intention for myself, for people in the group, for everybody in the world that wants to join, of a beautiful, true love relationship.
Yes.
True love, without any hidden agenda, without just pure gratitude, giving unconditional love.
I love that. We'll put on for pure, true love, understanding the balance of male-female polarities, serving the goddess, serving the god. I totally love that, and that's what's happening with the astrology also. So we now intend that there is a possibility for higher frequency, joyful, laughter, balanced, loving relationships between men and women, gods and goddesses, understanding the higher, joyful aspects of it. Clear the midline. Open the space. So be it. And so it is. It is here. It is here. It is here. It is here. Yes. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Beautiful. I feel that opening. Do you feel that opening?
Mm.
Yeah. Good. Okay, does anybody else want to share anything? Otherwise, I'll see you guys on the 14th.
Yes.
Satnam, thank you. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. We're anchoring into joyful, balanced frequencies.
Yes.
Thank you for doing helping the field, you beautiful high frequency goddesses.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Satnam, love you all.
Satnam.
I'll see you next week, the 14th.
Love you more.
Okay, Satnam.
Bye.